Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chanda Jai Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna. We've been asked to speak because of Rath Yatra will be coming up in a few days, so the next few classes will be on the subject of Rath Yatra. So today I'm choosing to read from the Rath Yatra. It happened more than 500 years ago during the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is described in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13. The chapter is entitled The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. There's no shloka, but we'll just chant the first text. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shri Tata Grina Natya Inasya Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pi Vishmitaha. Translation: may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jagannath Swami ki jai. Rath Yatra is celebrated in Jagannath Puri since time immemorial. You know the story, since Sati Yuga. The story of Lord Indradumna, who was very anxious to see the Lord, and somebody told him of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in his Archavigraha form in Nilchal Dham, Chetriketra, Jagannath Puri. And he sent his priest. He saw that beautiful deity of Neel Madhava, a near blue-coloured Vishnu Murti, holding the four weapons in his hand, who is residing on a hill there in the jungle. And he was worshipped by the local tribals, Sabaras, as well as the Devatas. The demigods all used to come and worship Lord Neel Madhava there. So the Lord appears in his different forms. One of them is his Archavigraha form. He's one of his expansions. Specifically in Puri and Sri Rangam, Ranganath Ketra, and another one, I can't remember. Well, they're the main ones on this planet, Earth. Anyway, we know the story. By the time King Indradrumna got to that place, the deity had disappeared. A big storm came, the whole temple was covered up, the whole area was covered up, the deity was gone. And then they heard a voice from the sky that I've appeared here in this form as Neel Madhava, beautiful golden, like a blue sapphire, his color was very enchanting. And he said, for the first half of the life of Lord Brahma, and now we've started the second half of Lord Brahma, and in the second half he appears as Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath stays apparently to the end of Kali Yuga, to the end of the second half of Brahma, so he's very, very merciful deity incarnation of the Lord. So from that time he's been worshipped on and off. Very checkered history because of the plunderers and, you know, the different invaders and different factors that took place. I was just reading the Dhruva Raj, our good brother Dhruva Maharaj Das, has written a book called Jai Jagannath. So he gave us a copy last time we were in Puri. He lives on our ISKCON has some land down the beach, a secluded place. So he wrote this. Book. I was reading about the history of Lord Jagannath and history. And of course, when you read the history, they generally put it in terms of different kings. And so many kings have come and gone. So many wars are going on. Of course, you're saying this is all shortened. But there was, it's constantly the rulers are changing and they're fighting for supremacy. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhumi, Mother Earth, she's praying, all these great kings, they come and they conquer. And they say, now I am the conqueror of the earth. And then another one comes, and now I am conquering the earth. And they're all dead and gone. So many are coming and going, but I'm still remaining. No one has actually the controller of me. All these kings, they claim to be a controller. But then someone else more powerful comes. So like that, it was a very... The whole worship of Jagannath has seen some very, very troubled times. It's only like in the last 50 years, it seems, it's been... Of course, in between there was long periods where there was great kings and... But after then the Mughals and the British... British couldn't manage it. They tried for a long time. They couldn't manage. It was too much. They got too much flack from the. They tried to. They were very supportive of the government, but they got too much flack from the missionaries. That how your government, English British government, is supporting this idol worship, and they gave it up eventually, put it back to the king, and that was only 50 odd years ago. They're a very nice king now. This. So. So when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, then his mother, he told his mother that wherever you want, I'll stay. So she knew that the sannyasi can't stay in his own village, his own place. So she asked if he could stay at Puri, because in Puri and Bengal, at least in Navrat, they have a very close relationship. And so then you see, even in Puri today, so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so many Gaudiya Vaishnava temples, so many Bengalis there. So they have, and all the devotees used to go every year to, from Navadvip, Shantipur, and all the Parshads of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would all go to walk to Puri every year for the rainy season. That means this time, come back after the rainy season. So they would stay there 4 months enjoying the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the and the Rath Yatra. So here, this chapter is describing the Lord's, the main features, the Lord's dancing at the Rath Yatra. So all the devotees on the day of Rath Yatra, they got up very early in the morning, before the light, took their bath and went to see the Pandav Vijay, when the deities, when Jagannath comes out. And so describing how they built Lord, the very strongly built deities, the servants of Lord Jagannath, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Jagannath from the throne to the car. These deities are descendants of the Sabaras, Sabara tribe that used to worship Lord Jagannath, and they get the service. Of course, amongst that tribe, there's also Brahmanas, so they get the opportunity of doing all the move when Jagannath goes out, when he goes on Rath, when there's a new form to be made, Snanyatra, like whenever he goes out, they get the opportunity to do that. They look after him for that period of time. So. During this period, it's they take over. So they're very, very strong. So they look like elephants. Sometimes I've seen very strong. I've seen one time they're trying to get Jagannath is 7 feet tall, about 7 feet, very big, very heavy. And they bring him out. When they bring him out, they put him on these cushions. They've carried one from one pillow like pad to the next. In other words, they have these cushions And they put him on the cushion, but he doesn't move very. He moves at his own, in his own special way. So what they generally do, they're holding him from the sides, from the feet, from the back, and they have a rope around him also. They have a rope and they pull him back, and they rock him like that. So you see, then he's 7 feet tall. He's got this huge headdress on, made of natural things. And then on that headdress also, it's like a peacock tail. I mean, they're not peacock feathers, but it's what's that wood called? Huh? Chola. It's very light wood, like balsa wood. You can cut it into strips, and it's very, you know, like when they get married in this area with there's white hats on, very light this stuff. They cut that in different shapes, and they cut leaves round, and they stick the white on the green, then they put some other color in that. And then I'm very, it's very long on kind of sticks. And then they have a little rope, a string attached to that. And then someone pulls that, and that is also pulled back on itself, and it's like the peacock tail, and they pull it like this, so it moves. And so it looks like a peacock. You know how they go? You've seen out there. So Jagannath's, so then they rock him back, and then they put the other pillar there, then when they get a momentum, then they kind of make him jump. Poof, he goes like that. And sometimes the pillar explodes and all this cotton. And of course there's tumultuous sound. I think it was you know, our Bhaja Chiru likes to create that situation here also. I think I counted 120 last time I was there with these gongs. And it's very ecstatic. All your hair stand on end when he comes out. There's so much noise. Everyone's jolly digging out. They've been waiting two weeks or so to see the Lord. They haven't seen him because everyone in Puri is a devotee of Lord Jagannath. So they're all there, plus all people from all over the country, all over the world. And when he comes out of he starts to come out of the temple. You generally don't get very close, but you can see him because he's so big. And everyone is roaring and chanting, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And it's really ecstatic, very ecstatic. Then the datas, they're really tough. Then he has to go up the ramp. They make ramps up the cart, so they have to push him up the cart, and he goes at his own pace. So sometimes he just stops, and he's on the ramp, and they're trying to push him up. There was one big date here I was watching. He's really burly, really huge, and he was chewing his pan, and he had his shoulder on his back on Jagannath, and he went. And the others were pulling, and it was kind of chaotic. They seemed to be pulling every way. It didn't look like a lot of management there. But finally, he gets up. Sometimes he almost falls back again. He's going up this ramp, and he's going like that, and trying to get. And sometimes he comes down again. And they have a big panic, and they're pushing and pulling. Sometimes he looks like he's going to fall over, and he goes right, and then he's back again. last year we was there with the devotees from Chaupati, with Radhanath Maharaj, so on the the day of the Rath Yatra. On the day that he got to the Gaundicha, we got a situation on the roof. The first day I almost died. In the Rath Yatra day, I felt I was going to die. It was so hot. It was so hot. And we didn't have shoes on. And the sun was bearing down. And then we was all dancing, and it was thousands of people there, and you could hardly breathe. I thought I'm going to die of exhaustion. And the only space was where the devotees were dancing, because they kept holding hands around Radhanath Maharaj and others. So there was a little breathing space. That was the only place you could breathe. But if you got in there, then you had to dance. You couldn't keep still. You were going up and down. I really thought I was going to die that day. But fortunately, we came to a nice garden and we took some rest. And they go around spraying water. and people are fainting all over the place, and they have stretchers, and you see someone going over, everyone passes over their heads, another one is going, someone's fainted, and but it's all the enthusiasm to see Lord Jagannath. A very ecstatic time. So then, this has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years. The king gave the special place for the devotees, because the king was very attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apparently he had appeared in the mind of the king, in the dream of the king. And also the king's chief minister, one of the chief ministers in South India, Ramananda Rai, eternal associate of the Lord, he gave up his service to serve Lord Chaitanya. So then the king really was so anxious to see him. Finally, he actually came. And with all the devotees. And the king got a chance to see him then. So then the king also comes, and he sprinkles the road with rose water, and he takes a broom, traditionally the golden broom. The king sweeps the road. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that. He was very pleased that the king was sweeping the road. He was very happy with that and sprinkling the road. It says here, although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. And as everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath cart, the cart appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Samaru. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras. On top of the car were neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs and ankle bells rang. For 15 days the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath cart and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. There's Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives a parable about how he's leaving the leaving the Swakya Ras, going to the Parikya Ras. He's going to, in other words, he's going from Dwarka to Vrindavan, leaving his married wife, leaving Lakshmi and going to Vrindavan to see the gopis. And it says the fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides those in Vrindavan. When Lord Jagannath saw the beauty on both sides of the road, he became filled with pleasure. When they were pulling the cart, sometimes it went very fast and sometimes very slow. If you see it from a distance, it's so gorgeous. It's like floating. If you go a long way away, you can see the three carts and just an ocean of black heads with millions of people there. And these carts are just gliding. It's so ecstatic, so transcendental. Sometimes the cart would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The cart therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary persons. There's many stories. There's a few stories. I'm not going to tell them, but how devotees of Lord Jagannath had desired to see the Rath Yatra, have not been able to get there for one reason or another, and the cart doesn't move. And only when that devotee comes, then the Rath Yatra begins. Many stories like that. After they started, the car stood still. Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands of sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of Kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party there were also two Madanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were performed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. He ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur and Vakreshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. He's all famous for their dancing, you know. We heard Vakreshwara Pandit could dance for 72 hours. Advaita Acharya could please the Lord and all the devotees by his ecstatic dancing. Nityananda was out of this world. And also Haridas Thakur was a very transcendental dancer. So there was the lead dancers in all of the in the groups. Swarup Damodar was the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. Who responded to Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit and Govinda Nandan. Advaita Acharya was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. And these singers were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda was a dancer. Another group consisted of Vasudev, Gopinath and Murari. And Mukunda was the lead singer. So all these wonderful devotees were there. Now there's Govinda Ghosh, Junior Haridas, Vishnudas, Raghava, Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, Vakreshwara Pandit was a dancer. So all these different singers, the famous singers, right? These are the devotees we're hearing in Gaur Arati. Nara Hari Hari Kari, Chamala, what's the other one? Ghosh, Goshari Gaya. So all of these are the ones we sing in Gaurati. These singers had very beautiful voices. They can enchant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you can just imagine all these different what a wonderful scene it was. I think if I could go back in time, I don't know whether I'd go to this situation or to Kittery, the first Gaur Purnima festival, when all the devotees, all the associates of Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya appeared and Nityananda appeared after they left the planet. Or maybe this one is even, I think, even more devotees. Seems to be lots and lots of devotees here. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put sandalwood paste on everyone, give them all garlands, embraced them. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. And Mahaprabhu would be chanting, Hari Hari, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, and raising his arms. And he was exhibiting very mystical feats by performing simultaneously in all 7 groups. And everyone said, we are so fortunate that Lord Chaitanya stays in our group all the time. He doesn't go to the others. And he was actually in 7 at once. Only a few people could see this. It says even Lord Jagannath stopped the cart and was just staring, unblinking at Lord Chaitanya dancing simultaneously 7 times. So it's not unusual for the Lord. In the rasa dance, he expands himself hundreds and thousands of times to dance in between his gopi. In Dwarka, he expands himself 16,100 times and appears with each of his queens. So it's not an unheard of thing. But to see them all going at once, so not everyone could see that. So Lord Jagannath was astonished, and by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, because King Pratchat Ruda, who wanted, who was desperate for a darshan of the Lord, he was able to see, because Mahaprabhu had seen him sweeping the road, accepting his menial task, and then he let him have that darshan also. So him, Sarvabhumana, and not many others could actually understand what was going on. Because before, the king wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu refused to see him. He said, a sannyasi doesn't see a king. King means sense enjoy, vishyayi. King means money and opulence and wealth and women. What has a sannyasi got to do with a king? So therefore he refused to see him. So he's very broken-hearted, the king, but now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually extending his mercy. Then the Lord performed kirtan. He was dancing, chanting, he was inspiring everyone else to chant and dance together. He'd be jumping up and down, and he'd be chanting prayers to Krishna, to Jagannath. He'd be chanting Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go, Brahmanya Hidaya Cha, who is the glorious to the Lord, who is known as Jayati Devo Devaki Nandana Sao, Jayati Janani Vas Devaki Dhamma Vado. These are famous prayers Lord Chaitanya was chanting. Naham Vipro Nacha Napi Vaishanasudo, which we start before doing the puja. I'm not Brahmana Kachya Vaisha, Brahmachari, household of Vanaprastha Sannyas. I'm only the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis, Lord Sri Krishna. And then he would, after worshipping the Lord, then he would also pay his obeisances to all the devotees. Then he began to show out ecstatic symptoms. When he danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared, though stunned. Sometimes the hairs on his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberation, and humility. You can find all these symptoms in the Nectar of Devotion. When Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord. The devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees, headed by Kasiraj and Govinda, linked hands and formed a second circle. And Maharaj Pratchat Ruba and his personal assistants formed the third circle around the inner two circles, just to check the crowds from coming too near. The first Rath Yatra I saw was in London, and Srila Prabhupada was there, and he was dancing. And all the devotees did the same thing. They held hands to make a protective shield around Srila Prabhupada. He came down from the car and danced for about a mile, at least, a kilometer. And with his hands on the shoulders of Harishchandra, the King Pratchat Ruda could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king was watching the dancing, Srivas Thakur was standing in front of him, and he became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Harichandra was the king's minister servant. Absorbed in watching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur turned around and slapped Harichandra to stop him from pushing. And this, in turn, made Harichandan angry. And as he was about to say something to Srivas Thakur, the Pachatrubha Maharaj personally stopped him. He said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Then the car came to a complete standstill, remaining immobile, while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end, and his body resembled the silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration. At the same time, blood oozed, and he made sounds, "Jaga, jaga, jaga, jaga," in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcibly from the eyes of the Lord. It was as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground sometimes, his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellows of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. "Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away." When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's when the Vrijvasis went to Kurukshetra at the time of one eclipse, and they met Krishna there again. That is Radharani's meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra and expressing her appreciation and meeting him after so long. So Swarup Damodar, being the expert in loving mellows and knowing the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar is the incarnation of Vishakha, nearly, the chief gopi of Lalita. Who's Vishakha? Oh, Ramananda. Ramananda is. So he fully knowing he would they would also set the mood for Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes they would, if he set the mood, then they would assist his mood, understanding his mind, his internal mind, internal meaning. Or sometimes they would, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to sing, so then he understood the Mahaprabhu, so then he began to sing these songs of the meeting of Krishna again by the Vrijvasis. So then there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Then again he was singing another one. That's that very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are flowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet, still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to the place on the bank of the river, under the Vedasi tree. That is my desire. So Mahaprabhu would chant this again and again, but only Srupa Damodar could actually understand, because it sounds like a mundane love song. But this is actually when the gopis are expressing that you're the same person. Radharani is expressing, you're the same person, I'm the same person. It's the same time, the same full moon of Chaitra. Well, it wasn't the full moon. And the same breezes are coming, because the road, the grand road, was, it reminded Jagannath of Vrindavan, because there was more beautiful gardens and not so many hotels. There used to be a river also that they had to take Jagannath into a boat and cross him on that many, many years ago. There was a river running through that grand road. And there was lots of, trees and sandy banks. So it was reminding Jagannath. And so Mahaprabhu was having this conversation with Lord Jagannath. Now he's taken them because of Srupa Damodar's songs. Now he's put him back in Radha Bhava. So he's talking to Lord Jagannath as Lord Krishna. You are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan there are flower gardens, the humming of bees, the chirping of birds. Here at Kurukshetra you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, all my ambitions will be fulfilled. So in his exit, he was chanting this again and again, and nobody could understand except for Srupa Damodar and Rupa Goswami. And so so he's speaking to Lord Jagannath as Radharani. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach the speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me like a Jnana Yoga and a Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. You shouldn't. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities, but even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. So your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way you are killing me. It is not very good for you to treat me like this. So this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that. So this is a mood that we accept the Rath Yatra, because many people have different reasons for Rath, say, have many different reasons, explanations of the Rath Yatra festival, but for us, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, then it is the mood of the Brijvasis, specifically the gopis, pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, because outside of Vrindavan, they can't, he's not the same person. It says Krishna never takes a step outside of Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Of course, we know that if you ask the gopis, does Krishna never, they'll never say that, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Nor will Nanda or Yasoda, all of their friends, nobody in Vrindavan would say that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, because they're all dying of separation because Krishna's left Vrindavan. But because he is absolute and they can't stop thinking of him, so then he's always with them. Actually, he always is with them in Vrindavan. But actually, we know that when he leaves Vrindavan, then he can't be the same Krishna. So that Krishna, Shyamchanda, Yasodhanand, never leaves Vrindavan, because when he leaves Vrindavan, then he's not the same person anymore. Just like when you leave your house, you have to be a different, you'd be a different person. Normally, if you go to the office, you act in a certain way, right? If you go to, when you're at home, you act in a certain way. When you're with friends, you act in a certain way. When you're with other, you know, wherever the situation is, you conform to that. So then he can't act like Shyamchanda in outside of Vrindavan, because he needs Vrindavan. He needs that those trees, that breeze, the Jamuna, the animals. He needs his flute and his peacock feather. He needs the love, the unalloyed love of his boyfriends and girlfriends, to bring out that personality of him. So that's not, when he leaves Vrindavan, he can't exhibit that personality, because there's no one to exchange it with. So that's why it says that Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. So that's why they're saying we can't be the same. It's not the same here with all these horses, chariots. You got all your jewelry, armor on, and you know, like a prince. It's not the same. You're the same person. I'm the same person, but it's just not happening like it does in Vrindavan. This is nothing. You know, this is nothing compared. Even though it's the same time, everything, it's a nice place, but it's just not Vrindavan. It won't do. It's not good enough. It's, you know, after tasting the ecstasy of the love in that Vrindavan atmosphere, then there's nothing to compare with it. So this is the mood. Anyway, it's a long chapter. It goes on, but so Mahaprabhu would stop and say these things, and then Jagannath would be stunned, and then Jagannath would also reciprocate, and this conversation was actually going on between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, who is exactly the same person, but they seem in different identities. And he was also reciprocating, like is mentioned in here, that after hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perplexed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then, to pacify Srimati Radharani, Krishna spoke as follows: "My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering you, all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in a distant place have occurred due to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other. For if one dies, the other hears of it, he or she will also die. Such a loving, chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation and do not care for personal happiness, desiring only each other's well-being. Such a pair certainly meet again without delay. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to try to keep you living, I worship Narayan, Lord Narayan, and by his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day and enjoy pastimes with you. Then I return to Dwarkadham. Thus, you can always feel my presence in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope very soon I will be visible to everyone. I've already killed all the envious demons that are enemies of the Yadu dynasty. I've also killed Kangsa and his allies. But there are two or four more demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. So he's saying how, he says how the, he's, because all these Kams, because of Kamsa, was sent, knew Krishna was in Vrindavan, then he was sending all these demons to kill them. So Krishna was saying, if I stay in Vrindavan, they can't get me, but they may get you. So this I don't want. So this is one of the reasons I'm not coming back to Vrindavan, because if I come back there, then you'll be in danger. So let me just finish off these demons, and I can come back and enjoy with you. The only reason I'm leaving that is because of that, and because of the love for the Yadus and my mother and father, Vasudev Devaki, who hadn't seen me. These are the only reasons I'm going, but day and night I'm thinking of you and crying to come there. And he says he's coming back every day. He says, I'm actually coming back by Narayan's grace. So this is that they, because the Lord is absolute, when they dream of Krishna, it's actually real. For them, it's actually real. Well, they're seeing Krishna in the tamal tree, in a dark cloud, in a shadow. They don't stop seeing Krishna everywhere. So, but when he actually appears there, and they enjoy with him, and sometimes they have a rest dance, and afterwards they think, was that a dream, or was it real? And when they dream of him, when they wake up, they say, was that a dream, or was it real? So there's no difference actually. From, because Krishna is absolute, his pastimes are absolute, there's no actual difference. the emotion, the experience is real. It's a reality there. That is the absolute nature of the Lord. But because he says, by Narayan's grace, because I'm praying to Lord Narayan, he's allowing this mystic thing to go on, and nobody else can understand. So that's very. Very mysterious, but here he's saying he actually does go back. Krishna is always going back there and enjoying with them, but they don't know if it's real or not. They don't know whether they're waking or dreaming, Krishna. But that doesn't make any difference for them, because as long as your relationship with Krishna, then it's absolute. Whether in a whatever level of it consciousness you're on, whether it's a sleeping state, or waking state, or unconscious state, whatever, when you're with Krishna, that's actually reality. That's the only reality. Krishna consciousness. So these states, Krishna can appear in any state. He appears, when he appears in the Prakat Leela, that means everyone can see him, even the conditioned souls. When he stays in Aprakat Leela, then only the unalloyed pure devotees can see him. The others can't see him. He's still the same place, same time, but that's the Aprakat Leela. You can only see him if you have the Adhikara to see him. So those different states of consciousness, whatever state of consciousness you're in, they're all realities. So Krishna can manifest as he likes. So even in the dream state, Krishna can also manifest. But they don't know. They're all bewildered by this. So these are the very, very esoteric and intimate aspect of the Rath Yatra festival. Chapter also describing how Lord Chaitanya gave mercy eventually to Pratap Ruga when he was dancing in ecstasy and he fainted. Pachacharya managed to catch him, and then he became purified. And later on, when they took rest in the garden, he came dressed as a humble Vaishnava and began to massage the feet. And Mahaprabhu was so exhausted from dancing and laying there, and then he began to chant wonderful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, go on, go on, go on. You're saving my life. Who are you? Who are you? I'm indebted to you. I owe you my life for giving me so much life." So this is where he actually embraced and blessed Pachacharya, even though first of all he chastised and wouldn't see him. So many aspects of the many wonderful transcendental things and visions and realizations come from this great Rath Yatra festival, which has been going on since time immemorial. So we will have the opportunity also to pull Lord Jagannath and Balaram and Subhadra Devi and chant and dance in ecstasy and remember the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates, who also were doing the same thing 500 years ago. And if we're ecstatic enough, we can also see them probably appearing wherever there's kirtan. Who knows when, if... anyway, he'll be sitting on the cart. So, Jagannath Swami ki. Jai Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gopāda ki. Jai Go Bhaktavinda ki. Go Pramandi Hari Hari. Jai Jagannath. Oh, I had some Jagannath medicine, but forgot to bring it.